More and more, it seems the only thing that changes is my perception of reality. Ironically, the effect of this is that reality itself appears different when I view it from a different perception. So, from my point of view, it feels like I'm rewriting reality and scripting my world experience rather than being a victim of my world experience scripted by someone else. My granny died recently. She was old and she had dementia, so couldn't remember much of much. Her quality of life had gone some time before, and by the end she had stopped eating and drinking because she'd had enough and wanted to die. I won't miss the old lady who couldn't remember much of much. She was sweet in her way, but I didn't really know her. I will miss my granny. I hadn't seen her for several years. She was replaced by the other old lady almost overnight, and there was no time for grief. Technically, no one had died. My granny had just turned into an old lady with dementia, getting old and forgetting her relatives. How can you grieve for someone who hasn't died, who hasn't even gone away? I spoke at the funeral. I'd written a poem, The Lady Garden, almost a year before her death, about my perception of what her final moments might be like. It was meant for the funeral. It was true to my granny's character, and the words climbed into the heart space of everyone in the room, I think. It was a moment of beauty that I will always be grateful to have been part of. I've rarely felt such strong waves of gratitude before or since. I miss my granny every day, and I'm starting to understand that grief is a curious and unpredictable beast. You can guess how you'll react. You can even try to plan it, but the truth is that it will happen the way it happens, and one must just do one's best to rise into the fullness of the experience, rather than to sink into its emptiness. And it's on this point that I'm starting to understand how perception shapes reality. Rising into the fullness versus sinking into the emptiness. The experience is still the experience, either way. So meeting life isn't so much about the experiences one has, it's much more about the way one approaches them.